All right, Ted Bell here. I think they yeah. Yeah, a lot of the stuff I hear Phil play, yeah, I think it's fantastic.
You like this?
I do. What is this called? Oh, it's called Surf Riot. All right. You know, it's very contemporary, and yeah, we got a surf riot going. You know, because the kids want to talk about the things that they want to riot about. Back in the Henry's day, I guess I'm what you call Gen X, right?
Well, yes, you're a good deal younger than Phil, aren't you?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for that. He's not a good deal. Yeah, listen to this. See, the kids, these are the Gen Y, what do they call it, millennial? And they're angry. Listen to the anger. What are you talking about, man? Are you telling me that guy doesn't sound pissed? I don't know whether he sounds pissed or whether he has a stomachache. That's a cute little observation, General, but I'm being very serious right now.
Well, what do you care, Ted?
Yeah, there's a good question. What do you care?
Well, I mean, so hold on. Mr. Bell has a right to comment because he's filling in for Mr. Henry, who's feeling under the weather, you know.
Let's be honest about something. Phil's not under the weather. Phil just decided to have me fill in.
Well, you're saying he's getting lazy.
I think he is. And Phil, listen, I'm glad that you had me fill in. I'm glad that you had me fill in. But, you know, using me as an experiment, basically, I'm a, you know what I am? I'm a, again, I'm a lab monkey.
No, Ted. No,
wait a minute. I'm a lab monkey because Henry's been mucking around with the compression on this thing again.
That's true. Yeah, Mr. Henry, asked us to check out the gate.
Now, wait, hold on for a minute. Who knows anything about the gate?
This is technical stuff, boys.
We call him boy.
Yeah.
I don't mean boy. I said boys, as in young men.
All right, you call us young men, I call boy.
Well, it's worse to call me boy.
Yeah, but she called me boy.
I didn't call anyone boy.
Hey, let's be friends here, okay? Ted Bell comes in. Oh, hold on. Ted Bell comes in guest host the Phil Henry Show. Everybody's friends because it's a part. When Ted Bell arrives, all right, just as the Mo Green said in The Godfather, the dancers will kick your teeth out. Draw chips for everybody in the room, you know?
What does that mean?
You don't know what?
Draw chips?
Yeah, draw chips. Okay, so.
This is not Las Vegas, Ted.
I understand that. I'm trying to help out with the atmosphere. Anyway, welcome, folks. This is Ted Bell here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And I know that Phil doesn't want to get political or anything, but I thought I would do a cute thing. This is going to be called, as you like to hear them, an interview with Donald Trump the way Ted Bell would do it. Okay?
Now, are you sure Phil cleared this?
Wait. Just so you know and so the audience knows, Phil said to me, do whatever you want to do. I said, you want me to clear? I specifically said.
Yeah, he did. I checked in with him.
You going to let me?
Sorry.
I specifically said, do you want me to check in with you?
Yeah, and Bud already told us that he said no.
Okay, Bud already...
All right, hold on. Bud, don't let Ted say it.
Don't let Ted say it.
No, man, let Ted say it.
Let Ted say it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bell.
That's right. I checked in with Phil. Well, you know, he said...
Yeah, Phil said it's okay.
Right.
So I'm going to do an As You Like to Hear Them with Donald Trump. And I thought I would kick it off right now. Can we... You want to kick it off, or...
You want to... Well, all right. We usually do a little bantering.
Yeah, we don't usually just kick things right off.
Well, what? Like I said, I'm doing it my way, so...
Yeah, that is true.
You know.
Well, you know, Ted, when you say that, it reminds me of...
Ah, yes.
Yes. And now the end is near.
Oh, wait, hold on for a minute.
And what?
What do you mean, the end is near?
Margaret, this is a song sung by a guy who's dying.
No, it is not. It's a song. It was... Kill the music for a minute, will you please, Bud?
Okay.
Kill the music, Bud.
Yeah.
I forgot where the switch is. There it is.
You forgot where the switch is?
Look, Bud, don't try to be cute. We've got a guest host in here, okay?
A guest host?
Guest host, God.
Yeah, guest host. Mr. Bell, you might want to put on headphones.
Yeah, if you wear the headphones, you can hear things.
All right, okay, sorry. Oh, yes.
Now, what's the problem?
There's no problem. The song is a song written for a man who's dying, who's on his deathbed.
No, it is not.
I, you know, I have to agree with Margaret. I, The song is about a guy who did it his way, is doing it, you know, is, yeah, getting in, and I did it my way.
Well, what is it? Now the end is near.
Well, you don't have to literally. The end, let's see, the end of the workday is near, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty smart, Mr. Bell.
No, it's not something. The end of the workday or like the end of a job that the guy took?
Yeah, exactly. Like the end of my, well, the end of my restaurant.
That would be the end of your life, wouldn't it?
Well, not necessarily, be close to it. By the way, where's my jingle?
Your jingle? What's that supposed to mean?
It's musical.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something that...
What did you think I was talking about?
Well, it's a very short run from jingle to dangle.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
Play the... I happen to be a sponsor on this
podcast?
Yeah. Or what Phil calls a netcast. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I would rather be on a netcast, to be honest. I don't like the idea of...
Well, Miss Bell, you're going to have to, live with the reality of the situation, you know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, this is a podcast. Can't be all, yeah, you know.
Look, Dickman, why don't you just clam it right up? Just clam it and slam it. What I call slam it, clam it, and go ahead and ham it.
Oh, my God, masturbation.
That's right. Don't you applaud that.
All right. Well, the song is playing.
No, those are the lyrics. What did you want to play?
Oh, that's right. I want to play the Ted theme. My God, we've been on the air here for, I don't know how long. We've been on the air now for God knows how long. And I haven't yet heard my jingle. I happen to be an advertiser.
I am looking for it.
Get it on the air now.
Take it easy, Ted.
Get it on.
I'm telling you to get that GD big. Ah, yeah.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Well, it was the release. Ted's yeah. Steakhouse. Come on down, wow, wow. Hey, listen, I'm Ted Bell here. I'm going to be guest hosting the Phil Henry Showcast here today. And who knows, I may decide to do it tomorrow. I may like it. It may grow on me. It may be something that I'm comfortable with that I like to wrap. I like to have it wrapped around me here at Ted's in Beverly Hills.
They want to put our meat in your mouth.
Yeah, they want to put their meat in your mouth.
Okay, you got a problem with that?
No, I mean, we've already litigated that. You know, you're married to that one.
Well, Ted, you've said, and it's been reported, it's been repeated and reported in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere, that you like We Want to Put Our Meat in Your Mouth, and you don't own any of the filth.
Yeah, you don't know the filth is in attributed to it.
Well, why should I? You know?
You're the guy that came up with it.
Now, Mr. Bell, don't you feel...
No, hold on. No, I don't feel responsible for the filth and the dirt that clogs the minds of Phil Henry's listeners or anybody else.
But are Phil's listeners the only ones that have turned that into filth?
I would say, for the most part, yeah, because, well, his show's the only one I advertise on.
Why is that?
The rates are low. What do you want from me?
Yeah, Mr. Henry doesn't charge a lot.
Oh, a dollar a holler, huh?
What is that supposed to mean?
You've never heard the term dollar a holler.
No, I have not.
It means a dollar a holler. I mean, for advertising. Oh, my God.
What do you think of that, Ms. Gray?
It sounds like someone yelling at some fat slut.
No. What do you think? It's some streetwalker?
That's what it's like. Some guy going, hey, here's a dollar. Which one of you fat tubs of guts?
Christ.
All right. Are we done whacking off? Because I'd really like to do this.
I'm not whacking off, thank you very much.
I want to do the song.
I'll do the song.
Well, I thought, can I?
Yes, I'll do the first stanza, then you come in, then the chord changes, but you pick it up.
Oh, come on, Margaret. You're not conducting a... This isn't Sammy Davis Jr. in Vegas.
And now the end is near, and so I face... the final curtain. Now you, Ted.
My friend, I'll say it clear.
Very good.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. More than this, I did it my...
You little... Turn it! Hit it! Turn it off! Kill it!
You little punk!
Get your hands off of her! Dad, get her hand on me!
She's got her hand on you, man!
I don't have my hand on anything! Turn it the hell off before I go nuts!
What was that about?
I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button.
You're not supposed to be hitting any buttons.
You not supposed to be. That's bad. Bad.
Don't worry about my grabber, Dickman. Worry about whether your head remains on your neck, which I believe is attached to your shoulders. Am I right about that?
Well, not technically.
Don't F with me, son.
I mean, my neck's not on my shoulders.
It's attached to the middle.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm going to remove the head, neck, and whatever portion of the shoulder it's attached to.
All right, let's calm down, okay? Don't do that again, bud, all right?
I didn't mean to do it.
Don't do it again, okay? Or I'm going to take you down to the restaurant and show you how we slow cook that prime rib.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I'm telling you.
You didn't really do that?
No, he's kidding around. I'm half kidding.
Don't do it again, bud.
I'm sorry.
Just keep your hands to yourself.
And now the end is near.
Can I say something? I'm sorry, but do you have to do the hee-hee-hee-hee?
Are you trying to tell me...
Don't do it, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm a professional singer. This is in tribute to you, Ted. You understand that, right?
Yes, just...
Don't... You're critiquing me? Ted, do I come to your restaurant and talk about your meat? Wee! Stand him up straight.
Wait, man, do it.
Stand him up.
Missed me, you missed me, la la la.
That didn't...
God damn it.
Yeah, that's right, that's how we roll here. You want to start messing around? You mess with the best, you mess with the rest.
What does that mean?
I mean, you mess with the rest, you mess with the best.
It's if you mess with the best, you mess with the best.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What a smart ass.
Will you ham paddlers get to this, or will you not?
Don't call me a ham paddler.
I'm referring to these other guys.
Oh, yeah.
Here. No more interruptions, please. And now the end is near.
Jeez.
And so...
I'm sorry.
The final curtain.
My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
And while they sing that song, Margaret and Ted, we'll take this break. You don't want to hear them caterwauling through this garbage, do you? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm General Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
We'll be right back.
Highway.
You can be a musician, too. You can learn how to play the violin, the cello, a piano, harpsichord, or even drums. And how about the kazoo? I'm Wesley Burnside, and the Wesley Burnside School of Music is a place where everybody is welcome. That's any and every. So everybody and anybody. That's everybody. Wesley Burnside School of Music. Learn how to play the kazoo, a horn, a trumpet. Learn how to play a stringed instrument. Learn how to play your horn. I'm sorry I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
I'm Wesley Burnside, and I paid for this commercial, and if you think I'm going to let some I won't get ethnic screw things up, you're thinking wrong thoughts. Your thoughts are filthy and low. The Wesley Burnside School of Music can teach you a musical instrument within one afternoon, and if they don't, they'll say they're sorry. They'll say they're sorry, and they won't ever do it again. Come to me, the Wesley Burnside Music School. Well, I'm Wesley Burnside. My music school is the place you'd go to. If you come to me, I'd just be in one part of it. The Wesley Burnside School of Music. What instrument have you always dreamed of playing? The horn? The kazoo? Notice how we keep saying kazoo. That's the easiest one to learn. I would recommend anybody learn a kazoo. I can show you how to do that easy. Or the piano. How about the guitar? How about playing the guitar just like Jimi Hendrix? How about that? Yeah, that'd be great. And I wish I shit gold cufflinks. The Wesley Burnside School of Music. I'm Wesley Burnside. Look me up online or call me. Just lean out a window and go, Wesley. No, call me on a telephone. You'll enjoy it.
The Wesley Burnside School of Music. I'm Margaret Gray. I highly recommend it for laughs, not for anything serious. Dial 162-182245. That's 162-18... I forget the rest.
The Wesley Burnside School of Music.
And may I say, not in a shy way.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, not me. No, no. I did it Ted Bell's way.
That's right.
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
And not the words of one who kneels. What a dick.
Please. I took the blow.
Ruined the whole end of the song, bud.
Bad blow.
I did it Ted Bell's way. And when you do it Ted Bell's way, it's rare, well-seasoned, and smoked. What are you looking at?
I think that was uncalled for.
Yes. It was my way.
Isn't that lovely?
Well, are you going to get sarcastic?
Look at you guys. And Bud, you want to die, don't you?
I was laughing.
Now, why don't you just resist the temptation to laugh and grow up just once in your life?
Who are you to tell me, Bud Dickman?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Bud, you know, every little reference to blow, every reference to a hand job, there you are.
Well, you try to tell me that's not funny.
Look, Dickman, if you're an adult man, not everything triggers some double entendre that you are forced to giggle at. Even if it triggers a double entendre, you don't have to have such little control over your the moment, the decorum, the social moment. You understand what I mean by the social moment? You understand that?
Now listen to this, Bud. Ted knows.
What do you mean a social moment?
It depends on the company you're with. It depends on the occasion. It, for instance, if you were at a funeral and you thought about a guy getting a hand job, you...
Yeah, the answer to that is yes, he would laugh.
I mean...
If you were at your father's funeral, if you were at somebody who you love, and it was their funeral...
Yeah?
Never mind, man.
Bud will laugh anywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter. It could be a building burning to the ground with people screaming, in flames, leaping out of it, and Bud will think of a hand job jokes.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say.
What, you denying it?
I'm not denying it. I'm just saying it's a terrible thing to say.
Well, then own it, son, because that's you. That's you from the top of your pointed head all the way down to your bare feet.
Shit.
All right, anyway,
Anyway, so this is the Ted Bell, well, this is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Ted Bell, filling in for Phil on this august occasion. This is a Friday. I want to remind you that tonight is the Beverly Hills Chat.
That's what you ought to call it. Are you going to be the host?
No, I'm not the host. Phil will be back for the chat tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific at the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com. And then I will join Phil online, and they're going to be drawing another name.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know, Phil, I hope... If you're listening, Phil, try to draw a name of a guy that lives in California, is home, and wants to go to the races.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Well, I think the logistical problem that Phil has run into, and I think he anticipated, is that a lot of the BSPs don't live in California, and he's too cheap to fly them out here.
Are you trying to say that Phil should pick up that tab?
Well, what kind of a contest is that, anyway?
Wait a second. He made it very clear from the start you could get a couple of passes to the race day, and that was it.
Well, I know, but don't you want to make it into a real, you know, where they fly people out there?
No, that's not Mr. Henry. He's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't think he's cheap.
Yeah, he's a cheapskate.
Well, look, Phil, if you're listening, and again, I'm pretty sure that you are, you want to play it cheap? That's the deal, see? You get, you want to play it cheap? Buy yourself a bird. Well, are you kidding?
It's a cute joke. It would have worked if you'd said, buy yourself a baby bird.
Yeah, baby bird cheaps.
Okay, you want to go cheap, Phil? Buy yourself a... Well,
yeah, they thought of it.
You guys thought of it, so it's not...
You're right. You don't get credit for it.
All right, look. We're going to start off here with our As You Like to Hear Them. And this is going to be with Donald Trump, as conducted by me, Ted Bell. As you know, I'm a good friend of the president's. And let's see what's on the president's mind here on this As You Like to Hear Them. With President Donald Trump. President Trump, how are you?
Hey, great to have you. Great to have you on the phone. And I heard some of the things you said about me the other night about not wanting to be in the restaurant. You're kidding, right?
Absolutely, I was kidding. Mr. President, let's...
Pop the music out.
Hold on, Mr. President. What?
Gotta pop the music out.
No, keep the music playing.
Oh, we usually pot it down.
Well, we're not. We're going to keep the music playing, okay?
Are those people trying to tell you what to do, Ted?
They are, Mr. President.
Tell him to jam it sideways, okay, until there's a trickle of blood.
You heard what the president said.
Yeah.
Mr. President, you're taking a lot of heat from Nancy Pelosi. What do you think?
She's a pain in the ass.
No kidding. Hey, Mr. President, you know, I said I didn't want you in the restaurant because there's a lot of very opinionated people. But, you know, I do want you in the restaurant. Why don't you go on over and have yourself a cocktail, maybe a Ted or something?
I'd like nothing more than to have a Ted. I think that's just what the doctor ordered. You don't mind if my son comes along. He drinks heavily.
Well, no, he doesn't. I was only kidding.
Oh, you were? Okay, thanks.
There he is, Donald Trump, as you like to hear them, on the Phil Henry Show. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
And you're out.
What is going on here?
That wasn't funny.
No.
Are you playing?
Yep, the commercial's playing now, yeah.
You guys are supposed to laugh.
We don't have to laugh if it isn't funny, Ted. That was the stiff.
Yeah, you stiffed that one. Oh, I stiffed it, did I? Henry does that every... He does the as you like to hear him, and you guys think it's a riot.
I don't think it's a riot. It's sometimes it's a very revelatory or illustrative.
What? That...
Yeah, if you're not supposed to laugh at it, if it's not supposed to be laughed at, you know.
What does that mean, anyway? You know, if you're not supposed to laugh at it.
In other words, if it's not funny, we're not going to laugh at it.
Oh, well, okay. Excuse me for breathing.
Ted, look, we're happy to have you here. It's wonderful that you're guest hosting. It wasn't funny what you just did, so why don't you just let it sit there and...
Yeah, I'm going to let it sit there, all right. And how long before we shovel it off into a dumpster?
When it starts to stink.
Yeah, then what you left there is going to stink soon.
It'll probably start stinking fast.
What? Oh, man. Boy, you guys don't pull any punches, do you?
You got to start bawling because we can...
Yeah, we got a 60-second commercial.
No, I'm not going to start bawling, but I'll tell you what I do want to do. When we come back, set up here. I want to set a song up.
No more karaoke.
This is one more for me, okay? I've got to bring it the attention. He's got to bring the attention back to himself.
10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1.5. 1.75.
Will you knock it off, bud?
Sorry. And go.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here. Yeah. You know, we restarted the show. You heard me talking about this at the beginning of the show. Today's millennials and the young people, this is how they're feeling. And I don't think we should judge them. Remember when people judge the... Well, I'm a Gen Xer, and you guys are boomers, right?
Well, General Shaw is a baby boomer.
And Phil.
And Phil, yes.
And you.
Yeah, all right, okay, yes.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you encountered the same thing, but my parents would say, turn that crap down, and now... My son, Josh, he listens to this garbage. This is the kind of stuff that will sear your eardrums out. It will bore a hole in your brain. You hear this? Just pure crap. But the kids love it. Like, hey.
And you call it singing, huh?
It's the kids. They're angry. They're protesting. You know, they're angry at things.
Yeah, if I were them, I'd be angry at the fact they can't sing.
Well, you know what? That's all well and good, but we don't have to listen to that garbage because... I got something I want to say, and I want to say it right now.
What is this?
I just call it a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
I love this.
I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, how good a steak at Ted's would taste.
Oh, you're raping that song.
Wait a minute. Kill it for a minute. What is the story here, man? I'm the host of the show, right?
Yes, Ted, we didn't know you were going to sing that.
All right, so I'm singing it. You know,
Mr. Bell, it's kind of bad. You're going, I'm singing it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, if you want to give a nice representation of your restaurant, butch up.
All right, I'll butch. Why don't you guys keep your... I'm singing a song. Oh, boy.
The nature of this show is to comment on things.
Okay. All right, I get it, but can I not sing the song?
In other words, this is a vehicle to promote Ted's of Beverly Hills.
No, not necessarily. I'm dropping in references. I'm taking a beautiful song and dropping in references. And what you people are trying to do is make me look like an ape on a stick.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are. Now, I would appreciate it because Phil said I got to do what I want to do. Yeah. You can edit this later, right?
Yeah, we can edit it later.
Uh-huh, like you will.
What does that mean?
Because I've heard you guys promise to edit stuff and you haven't. Here we go. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. Yet I think to myself, how good a steak at Ted's would taste. Mm-mm.
Sliding the meat in your mouth.
I see...
Bug!
Back it up.
Mr. Bell.
Back it up!
Come on, Ted.
Back it up!
Jesus, man.
That's right. I'm going to sing this song because Mr. Yeah. And I'm going to be happy.
Here's Ted Bell.
I got it. I see trees of green, red roses too.
Your blood pressure, Ted.
To myself.
How good that meat in my mouth.
Try it again. Let's take another run at it.
Yeah, I'll take another run at you. I'll take a run at you in my Benz. How about that? And I say to myself,
how the meat will slip in.
I hate you so much. And I think to myself,
the meat is in your mouth.
Go to hell.
Ted.
No, I'm just,
You can't get up and leave. You know, Phil will drop you up. He'll drop you as an advertiser.
Big deal. Like I care.
Phil Henry is the largest. He's got the largest platform.
Hey, would you knock that stuff off, okay? You know I feel insecure anyway.
About what?
When you talk about him having a big platform.
Are you nuts or something? We're talking about the way he launches your ads.
Yeah, the way he launches my ads is probably the way he pinches one off. That's a good one, Miss Bill. Yeah, thanks.
Everybody's off mic on this goddamn show today, too.
Well, that's because of this gate compression.
Forget it, okay? Just never mind. All right, Ted here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we'll take some phone calls here. Our number is 121-222-111. And it's a special Ted Bell phone line that I've had put in. Hey, call up, talk to Ted Bell, okay? You know, I know a lot of you have had, down through the years, you've had a hankering to want to talk to Ted Bell, ask me questions about who and what I am and, you know, how I get it done. And I do get it done. Don't worry about that. Regardless of what you're hearing here this evening, Ted Bell gets it done.
All right, Ted, don't be so insecure.
And, oh, thank you not to be commenting on everything that I say.
Line four.
Okay, is that how it's going to go? You're going to tell me the line, like, really loud? Because I always hear Phil just go, oh, let's go to another call, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just thought you should know which line to go to.
Well, just have it blinking, man.
Okay, it'll be the one that's blinking.
Okay, the one that's blinking. This one right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Cecil. Hi, Cecil. You're on the show here with Ted Bell here, Ted of Beverly Hills. And I hope you're doing good. How you doing, Cecil?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm listening to you right now here at Ben's gym in Venice. And just knocked up a workout. I heard you singing that song, I Say to Myself, I Got Meat in My Mouth. Are you Ted Bell from the steakhouse?
That's me, the number one guy.
That's funny. I love your commercials. I've been meaning to get to your steakhouse. Are you in your Beverly Hills, obviously?
We are in Beverly Hills, sir, on Dayton.
On what street?
Dayton.
Okay, you're not on Rodeo.
No, not on Rodeo.
Because a lot of the Beverly Hills is, they're there.
Yeah, well, Rodeo is the most famous of the streets.
Who's this?
This is Margaret Gray.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Gray, I love listening to you. Everybody there. Hey, Ted, I want to ask you, could you say happy birthday to my wife, Ben? He's going to be 43 today.
Yeah,
just say happy birthday, Ben. A big wet kiss from Cecil.
Happy birthday, Ben. A big wet kiss from Cecil.
Yeah, there you go. Here, I'm. Hey, Ben, if you're listening, listen, I'm on the leg machine.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do anything.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, do you...
All right, let's go to another phone call. Here's Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy. You're on here with Ted Bell on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi. Mr. Bell, you did a contest not too long ago where you were taking recommendations for a new slogan and for your restaurant.
Well, we were trying to class it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I never got a chance. My idea was we let the meat glide into your mouth.
We let the meat glide into your mouth, okay.
Now, why that word?
I thought that we want to put it in sounded aggressive, but we want to let the meat glide in.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Can you sing the whole jingle?
Kinda. I mean, I'd be a little embarrassed.
Why don't you try singing the whole jingle, dear, and include the new lyrics?
Okay. Ted's the Beverly Hill. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta back up here.
You messed it up.
Shut up. My friends are with me here, so. Ted's a Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down. Here at Ted's, we'd like to let it glide.
Oh, now take another run. Just pick it up and hear it, Ted's.
Okay, here at Ted's, I would wish for it to glide into your mouth. What's so funny, man?
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Right?
I forget. I think my name's Jeremy. What's my name? My name's Jeremy. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, what'd you think?
Well, it doesn't sound like you got it.
Let me try one more time. Here at Ted's, we would hope that it would glide through, you know, glide between your lips, something like that.
No, no. I would say, here at Ted's, we want to glide our meat into your mouth. Well,
yeah, that's too many beats.
Yeah.
Here at Ted's, we'd like to glide it.
Oh, you were going to say something filthy.
I was.
Hold on. There's the post. Put down $3 on the red and the gray.
All right. Thanks for your phone call. 121-22211 is our number, I guess. I don't remember.
What about the,
talk about a gliding. Well, when we did that whole thing, we were trying to rework the slogan of the restaurant. And I said at the time, if you want to come up with something bad, but I'm not changing it, you know, because of somebody's prudes. Oh, they don't like the idea. Because if you've got filth between your ears, if what's between your ears is nothing more than a septic tank of raunchy, foul imagery, all right, basically people bending each other.
All right, Ted, we understand.
All right. Then that's on you, that's not on me. That's on you, that's not on me. But if you're going to, you know, like that, I want to glide it. I don't.
I think he was trying to, again, make it sound like this, you know, because immediately you're.
Yeah, when you think I want to put my meat in your mouth, is it lubed or?
What does that mean, is it lubed?
That's not even relevant. Okay, that's not even relevant.
I think it's just.
No, that's not even relevant. We want to glide it in. I understand.
He didn't say we want to glide it in.
Well, look, we want to glide our meat into your mouth. No, it doesn't work. We want to put our meat in your mouth. We want to glide our meat in your mouth. But you can't glide.
No.
Maybe hang glide. Look at the look this guy. Folks, you can't see. Ted Bell is looking. He's looking murder at me.
Well, not murder, but, you know, you're looking to. You're trying to piss me off.
Whoa, I'm scared.
Oh, wow, man.
Boys, now watch it.
Yeah, you guys get into a fight, Mr. Henry. He'll fire everybody.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what this show needs, firing everybody.
You're looking at me like you want a piece of me, friend?
No, I don't.
Yeah, then watch it.
Why don't you watch the way you're talking to me?
You're the guy that had the guy on the phone talking about gliding it in.
Yeah, but when I say glide it in, I don't want you looking at me and winking.
I didn't wink.
He did not wink.
Well,
if I'm scratching my... That's not a wink.
Scratching your what?
I was scratching my cheek.
Well, which cheek? Get it out of here.
Keep it up, man.
Boy, we're having a good time now. Everybody's at each other's throats.
Let me hear. I've got a song I'd like to sing. This is called Let It Be.
Oh, this hippie.
Hey.
Bunch of hippie shit.
What do you want to sing this for?
Because you monkeys are sitting here at each other's throats. We've got Lord of the Flies going on. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary to me. You have to be Catholic, though, too.
No, you don't.
Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, Ted,
she is standing right in front of me
with a platter of Ted steaks. Let it be.
Oh, I like that.
I don't. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Let it bleed. You like it blood red?
Words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be. And when the broken-hearted peoples living in the world agree, there will be an answer. I gotta pee. I'm kidding around.
Yeah.
Didn't hit me.
What is with you guys pulling punches around here?
It's supposed to make it sound like a... Anyway.
There will be an answer. Let it be.
Yes, let it be.
Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. What's with you, Robert?
Man, this is the most boring damn song. Yeah, you're right. You know, I kill it. I hate it.
You're going to burn in hell for that. This is a Catholic song.
I'm not Catholic.
Doesn't matter. If you crap all over a Catholic song, even if you're a Protestant, you cook in hell. You understand?
All right, Margaret. Thank you very much.
You cook.
Hey, Margaret.
No, I'm serious. Are you Protestant?
I don't know what I am. What's the point?
You're going to cook.
So I'm going to cook. So I own a restaurant.
All right, go ahead and laugh it up.
You're saying Ted's going to burn in hell if he dies tonight because he made fun of that song?
Yes. Burn? He'll do more than burn. He'll stir fry. I'm Margaret Gray.
Here's the song that I want to hear, okay?
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Yeah, here we go. The whole reason why I'm doing this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse
Come on down. Yeah, come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. We've got steaks, we got loin chops, we've got beef, we got pork. I can't even remember now. It's been so long since I've actually looked at the menu. And with all this happy horse shit.
Watch the language, Ted.
You gotta watch the language, Ted.
All right, I'm sorry. Way too much happy horse shit here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Ted Bell. I hope you enjoyed this slightly. Well, this is a different, it's a kooky, I don't know what it is.
Time now to hear more of that millennial, whatever it is, Gen Y music that Ted thinks is so with it.
I'm just saying, the kids today need to have this voice. This is their music.
You don't even know if this is their music.
What's that? Surf Rider. Yeah, there's a lot of anger there. I'm Ted Bell. Hope you'll visit us at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Don't forget, Phil Henry has the chat tonight at 7 o'clock at philhenryshow.com. If you're a BSP, listen in, because he's going to be pulling a name.
Yeah, he's not going to be pulling it.
No, he won't be pulling it.
Yeah, except Ted will be at his restaurant after he glides it into your mouth.
Fuck me.
That's the second time you use the F word. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry, although he wouldn't want to put his name on this thing.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Ted, you're the guy. You made the bed. You better crawl into it and whack off.
And you're going to pay for this.
Yeah. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Kids are angry.
They're angry because you were on the bloody podcast.
I was on the what?